with a thought of focusing on our thoughts directed to bring prayer and healing in our world. Doug will play the music of hymn 23, and I'm going to ask you to just open to hymn 23 and read the words as Doug plays it. And the hymn is written by Mary Baker Eddy. And I'm not asking you to sing, I'm just asking you to focus on the words. Briefly going to read from Psalms. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. And then let's have several minutes of silent prayer, and then we can repeat the Lord's Prayer together, and then have time for testimonies. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And then anyone who would like to share audible thoughts or prayers, feel free to do that.
Tim, your readings are wonderful. I'm going to intertwine two different things a little bit. There is a Sentinel radio program on power struggles, and it was not on.
Okay, I'll start again. I'm going to intertwine two different things. There was a Sentinel program on power struggles many years ago that I still listen to quite a bit. And Janet Horton was the main speaker. And in there, this started with the Bible by saying, "Thine, O God, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty." And then Jan Horton started discussing different struggles. And she talked about how the manual, how the Bible was our manual for life. And the examples that Evan Millenbacher put in his blog, Spirit View, talk about this quite a bit. The first one is, the first story is a story about a wise man that saves his city. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieging it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. And that is out of Ecclesiastes. And he continues that, this is Evan Millenbacher, "I pray to see the Ukraine is filled with wise men that can see how to save their country from foreign domination." And the second story is about the king of Syria amassing a huge army in pursuit to capture Elisha. And from the Bible, it says, and when the wise men, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city in horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those that are with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around them. And that's from 2 Kings. The rest of the story tells how, this is back to Evan Millenbacher, the rest of the story tells how Elijah led the army back home and how the siege ended without a single life lost. And he goes on, he says, "I pray that the eyes of all the people in Ukraine and in Russia can see how war is not necessary. A country can be great without usurping another, and neighbors can live peaceably with each other, supporting one another, working together for the universal good, rather than living in fear and of what the other might do. The best future for mankind lies in a world governed by love. Step by step, humanity will get there." Now, this is back to what Janet Horton shared. She shared Mrs. Eddy writes on page 340. "One infinite God good unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scriptures, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry. Whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed."
Thank you for sharing that. First of all, I wanted to thank you for the lesson. It was wonderful. It was so wonderful. I'd like to read the 121st Psalms. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Thank you.
I got my thing from Evan too. It wasn't the same thing. Evan posted one day this week the New King James Version of Isaiah 59:19. Whether it's the picture of a military invasion by one country of another, a disease taking over the body, or depression sweeping over the soul, the Spirit of God is present to reverse that aggression, neutralize its threat, and preserve safety, health, and joy. Evil is not a power. God good is power. Let this truth be your guiding light, and it will keep you in the lifeboat of truth that stays above the flood of error. And I scrolled down, and one of the comments in this blog, in his blog that day, was someone said, there is a society and a reading room in St. Petersburg, Russia, listed in the journal, that is putting up a standard. Much love to them for standing for truth. So I thought that was interesting. There were tons of other comments, but I love that idea.
Thank you.
I love this time. Thank you. Thank you for having this. I loved attending the Principia on Zoom presentation. Oh my gosh, I really needed that. I was listening to too much news, and it was I was approaching this in just kind of a divided way, the good guys and the bad guys. And one of the professors said that this was one of those moments when you really need to take the advice of the pilots on the plane, when they say, put your mask on first, so you can really be of help to the others if it's needed. And I just love that, because, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I needed to do. I just needed to really clear my own thought and lift it. And I was so grateful for everything they shared. I sat there with an atlas on my lap. I know nothing about the area, really. And so it was just so inspiring. But what I loved most was the metaphysics of it, and the lifting above, and the lifting up to God, and just encouraging us to stay there. You know, Mrs. Eddy said that the Christ walked over the currents of mortal thought, and just lifting thought, staying above it. And one of the professors offered the thought from Mrs. Eddy, divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. And I love the simplicity of that prayer. And I can just really spend quite a long time just diving into that and just putting my arms around it and just really listening to it. I love that and knowing the effectiveness of it. I worked with a practitioner for a number of years, and he always said the answer to this week's problem is in this week's lesson. And so one of the things that I've also treasured praying about the situation is from this week's lesson. And it's from 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of the day. And the message translates that, friends, you're not in the dark. So how could you be taken off guard by any of this? You're sons of light, daughters of day. We live under wide open skies and know where we stand. So let's not sleepwalk through life like those others. Let's keep our eyes open and be smart. Since we're creatures of day, let's act like it. Walk out into the daylight sober. And so I took my friend Jean's advice and looked up sober. And two of the words I loved was confident and assured. Walk out into the daylight sober, confident and assured, dressed up in faith, love, and the hope of salvation, and some meanings from the word salvation, and the hope of salvation, safety, protection, safekeeping, immunity. And then also from the lesson, all that God imparts moves in accord with him, reflecting goodness and power. At any rate, I really need these ideas. I love having the privilege of sitting here and listening to them. So thank you. And Doug, I love the way you played some of the hymns tonight, adding just a little bit of flourish and beauty. Thank you. Thank you. That always speaks to the heart as well.
Thank you. Are there any others who wish to comment? Then let's continue our prayer, but end by having Doug play hymn number 139 three times over, and we'll read the words to ourselves and take them in. I think they're beautiful words, and I think they're appropriate with the situation. 139, it begins, I walk with love along the way.